You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, here it is. The Trump administration's complete detachment from reality on ICE's reckless operations that we're all seeing on video, and the murder of Renee Nicole Good that we all saw on video. Their detachment from reality on this situation is really taking a toll on the Republican Party's approval rating at a time when they are a sinking ship heading into the midterms. We're about 10 months out from the midterms, and the Republican Party was about to crash land due to a lack of significant legislation being passed. They passed one bill that cut taxes for the rich, allowed the richest of the rich to write off private jets and write off helicopters, but it also cut social services for the most vulnerable people, and that money that was cut is now going directly into these ICE raids. So the American people are pissed off. This is not what people voted for. And we can all see it on video, as I'll show you in just one moment. We can all see it on video. Their spin on Fox News is that these violent protesters, when she's asked, what are they doing? She says, well, they're being violent by pouring water on the ground. They're pouring water. Then ICE agents are slipping. This is the DHS secretary who isn't nearly as good at spinning things as Kristi Noem. I mean, they're all bad, but this is just an awful lie. To back up, can I just show you why Americans are rejecting ICE en masse? ICE agents eat at small-town Mexican restaurant, then arrest the workers there. Republicans have been arguing that Democrats take the 80-20 position for the past few years, meaning we take positions that only 20% of the population agree on. They're usually referring to positions that we don't actually hold, like radical positions, but this is quite literally an 80-20 position, and the Republicans are the 20% in this case. Yes, Americans want more immigration enforcement at the border, a streamlined process so people can come here legally and contribute to the economy and live safe lives. Yes, if somebody is a criminal who murders like Lake and Riley or whatever, yeah, yes, deport them. We're not gonna say that you should keep that undocumented immigrant here who murdered somebody, but that is not what we're effing seeing. They are arresting workers at this restaurant. Read this. Federal agents detained three workers from a family-owned Mexican restaurant in Wilmar yesterday, hours after four agents ate lunch there. It was not immediately clear what the immigration status of those detained was, or whether the people detained included the restaurant's owners or only workers. An eyewitness who declined to give a name for fear of retribution told the Minnesota Star Tribune that four ICE agents sat in a booth for a meal at El Tapatio a little before 3 p.m. Staff of the restaurant were frightened, said the eyewitness, who shared pictures of the restaurant as well as video of the arrest. I mean, a bunch of ICE agents come in, geared up, sit down. The arrest then happens a few hours later near a Lutheran church and near a middle school as agents followed the workers as they closed up for the night. A handful of bystanders blew whistles and shouted at the agents and detained the people. Would your mama be proud of you right now? One of the bystanders asked. No, nobody is proud of this. This is quite literally an 80-20 issue, and that is being shown in all of the polls. I mean, check out Donald Trump's approval rating over the past few months. I mean, when he got into office, it was shockingly high. It was at like 50%. Then his approval rating drops. His disapproval rapidly spikes as they continue to cover this up. ICE also murdered an immigrant in a detention center in Texas. His last words were, quote, I can't breathe. They're trying to cover this up, but they've ruled it as a homicide. It's set to be ruled as a homicide, rather. They can't cover this up. It is a parallel to what happened a few years ago with George Floyd. Obviously, a little bit different in circumstances, but I just mean they both said, I can't breathe. Then the government covered both of them up in the same way. But to continue with what's happening on the ground, let me show you this absolutely absurd video coming from the DHS press secretary when she hopped on Fox News. As always, if you appreciate independent media, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below so we can punch back against the MAGA lies. And let's check this out.
What other acts of violence have they been committing against these agents?
Well, Sean, your viewers can see that car was driving, pouring hot, cold water on the ground so that it would freeze the ground in front of our federal law enforcement vehicles so that they would potentially slide, crash, and potentially kill them. That is a federal crime that your viewers are seeing there.
What other...
Are we kidding here? What sort of Looney Tunes ass reality is this? I mean, she's basically just saying my ICE agents are completely effing incompetent without saying her ICE agents are incompetent. We have videos of ICE agents slipping and sliding and there are no, quote, paid agitators pouring water. It's so absurd. Watch this video. ICE agents slip. Whoop. Slips again. Whoop. Oh. Abs. Oh. Oh. I don't see any paid agitators. What about this?
Biden, my tax money paid for this.
Look how excited this evil, evil bystander is. She laid that trap, like she's the roadrunner and he's the coyote. Obviously, I'm joking, but to continue, I want to show you what people actually think about this situation because this is a remarkable poll. This is insane. 81% of working class and 83% of young voters have seen the video of Renee Good's killing. That means this really broke through. This broke through in a unique way. Majority of working class disapproves of ICE enforcement. ICE brutality is breaking through big time. This is like the one issue. This is like the one issue that Donald Trump was supposedly be good on. This is like if Obama was underwater on healthcare after passing the ACA. It's like the one thing that he promised. And of course, Obama wasn't underwater. He was doing fine. And people now, as the years have gone on, approve more and more of the ACA, especially as they're attacking it. But just to flip that, this is Donald Trump being underwater, really unpopular on the one issue people thought they could trust him on. The affordability issue isn't getting much better either, and I really want to point out the GOP congressmen and women are beginning to split with Trump at an unprecedented rate. We can back up to Marjorie Taylor Greene resigning officially 10 days ago on January 5th. She resigned at midnight, and she's no longer a Republican congresswoman. We can point to this GOP congressman splitting with Trump over Greenland buffoonery. Republican member of Congress is going on the record criticizing President Donald Trump about his threats to seize Greenland from Denmark in the latest sign of the move's unpopularity. They are rapidly losing control of their caucus. And on January 4th, Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa unfortunately tragically passed away in California, meaning they have an even slimmer majority. So just think about it. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is essentially neutered. He is a lame duck. He has no power until the midterms, and then he'll really have no power after they are voted out. Donald Trump by proxy has no power, so he's being forced to subvert Congress and make arguments that this subversion of Congress is justified in some way. But to continue, I want to read this polling because it's very interesting. It reads, I asked Quinnipiac for a breakdown of the findings among voters aged 18 to 34 and voters without a college degree, the latter being a proxy for the working class, people who disproportionately voted for Trump. Oftentimes, lower propensity voters in the last election voted for Trump. So these are people who just watched like Joe Rogan's podcast. They'd never really voted before and they decided to go out. That's low propensity. So among the 18 to 34%, 70% disapprove of ICE enforcement, 65% say the shooting was unjustified, and 83% have seen a video of the killing. Now, keep in mind, just because 65% say it was unjustified does not mean 35% think it was. That means some people might not have an opinion. I'm sure the amount that think it was justified is pretty low, maybe 20. That is literally an 80-20 issue for them. Among non-college voters, a majority disapprove of ICE enforcement, for 51 to 45. A plurality say the shooting was unjustified, and 81% have seen video of the shooting. And the subsequent videos only make things worse. I haven't shown any of the actual brutal videos in this one because I think we could all use a break from the repeated insane videos. So I'm just showing the funnier ones. But Jesus, the amount of videos we've gotten just from Minneapolis over the past 10 days have been mind-blowing. It says, these demographics, young and working class voters, are among the groups that Democrats have struggled to transmit information to and that Trump MAGA have been very effective at reaching, especially in this last election. People who aren't usually high turnout voters turn out for Trump, unfortunately. It's even more heartening that a majority of working class voters disapprove of ICE enforcement. They disapprove of ICE's activities in general, not just this one specific case. They say, in general, this is sickening. And you know, the story that I read at the beginning kind of just proves that point. These ICE agents eat at a small town Mexican restaurant and then arrest the workers. That is fundamentally un-American. We need to push back against this. And I genuinely think that. Look at Trump's approval rating rapidly dropping. His approval rating is in the black. His disapproval is in the red. And I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10.
all the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.